SBS Radio.
Joining us from Canberra is the Minister for Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, the Honourable Alan Tudge. Mr. Tudge, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thanks very much, Manpreet.
Minister, I have many questions for you relating to the delays in processing of citizenship applications and the really, really small number of citizenship approvals granted during this financial year. But before that, let me first begin with the English language testing provision that you had first introduced in the Parliament last year. It was struck down by the Senate. The last we heard about it was that you intended to bring that legislation back. Where are we at with that?
So we've been looking at this question for the last 12 months and myself personally very closely over the last 6 months and consulting with different community groups, consulting with the business sector and other members of the Australian public. We do have an issue in terms of the growing number of people not having the capacity to speak English in Australia, and we're rapidly approaching a million people. And so we think it's in everybody's interest for people to at least have a basic conversational level of English language capacity so that they can get better jobs, so that we can guarantee social cohesion, and of course it's important for the democratic process as well. So I've signalled that what we're going to be looking at is some sort of conversational level of English at maybe a primary school level, but we haven't settled on the precise formula yet, and we would still like people to have that level of English language capability before they become a citizen.
So before they become a citizen or before they become a permanent resident, because that was also mooted around.
Yes, so that's been put to me. It's in part because some have suggested that if it's just at the citizenship level, then it may be an impediment and a barrier for people wanting to go on and become a citizen, and arguably the permanent residency is the most important thing for new migrants. So we're still taking a look at that. I suppose I'd reassure all your listeners that we're not considering putting up a barrier that says that before you come into the country you have to have this conversational English ability, unless it's already in place presently, which it is for the skilled migration program. But also we'd have exemptions for people who are over the age of 60. So if you're sponsoring in your parent, for example, and they don't have very good English, then that's no problem there. But so we're still looking closely at whether or not, though, there is an ability to provide further incentives for people to take the effort, do the English language classes, get at least a conversational level so that they can have, they can talk to their neighbours, they can purchase things at the shops, and that we can guarantee our social cohesion.
So, Minister, you're clearly looking at bringing that legislation in the next financial year?
We are. I mean, ideally we would be doing this year, but we've still got a bit to go and we haven't settled on the precise provisions yet. I've been consulting very broadly over the last 6 months, and we'll do a little bit more before we settle it, and then we'll be able to announce it.
So apart from the English language testing, there was also mention of the increase in the residency requirement to go up from 1 year to 4 years before people could become citizens. Is that still on the table?
Listen, that's still something which we are looking at. Most people are in the country for 3 to 4 years presently before they apply for their citizenship. There's a 3-year minimum, as you probably know. That's relatively short compared to many other countries, certainly compared to, say, the United States or the UK or Canada or New Zealand, which are the comparable countries.
Yeah.
So we're still taking a look at that. Again, that's not settled. And we've been consulting in relation to that. We want to understand who's coming into the country. We want good people to come in, as we've succeeded at doing over the last many, many decades.
Yes.
We want them to adopt Australian values, ideally integrate well into the community, and then become citizens and be part of the Australian fabric. That's been the Australian migration success story, of which certainly my parents were part of, and the Indian community has been an increasing part of that in recent, the last couple of decades particularly. And as you know, the Indian community is now the fastest, the largest source of skilled migration to the country, and are making a terrific contribution to the country.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.